Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Righto, Cherie, here's the situation.
Yeah.
Here's
right.
the situation.
Right.
We had people coming and going here all weekend because, of course, of the rain and the weather and everything, and we had staff coming and going. There were people everywhere here on the weekend.
Yeah.
We also, leading up to that, on Friday, had a bit of a function in the morning. And that required a lot of dishes that were in the dishwasher. Now, here at the station, we have run out of the little blocks that you put in your dishwasher tablets.
Right.
Yes.
So what I'm assuming here has happened is someone has thought that you can put dishwashing detergent
just the liquid stuff
into the... into the dishwasher. So we've got a dual dishwasher.
Right.
So I don't know who did this.
Yeah.
I don't know who did this, but I'm in the studio. I'm locked away for a couple of hours in a studio.
Yeah.
And I'm the only one here. Yeah. Mid-afternoon, I'm the only one here. So things have calmed down.
Mm.
We've gone to the cricket. I've gone, right, I'll just go and have something to eat now because I've been studio-bound for about 4 hours.
Yeah.
So I've walked into the kitchen, which by this stage looked like a big foam party. Because what's happened is someone has put the right thing. I'll put the dishwasher on before I go.
And they've walked out the door.
Walked out the door. I've been stuck in the studio. The dishwasher has foamed up like you wouldn't believe. And I seriously could not get into the kitchen.
Right.
There was just
everywhere.
Foam.
Wow.
Everywhere. Now, Cherie, I want you, with your investigative journalistic skills,
right,
to go and find out.
That's going
to
be a tough one, you know, because...
we've got security cameras.
I put the dishwasher on quite often here, so it doesn't surprise me that someone else doesn't appear to know how to use it.
Mm.
But I don't know who else would have...
I don't know how to use it, but I don't touch it. it's dirty dishes. That's not my problem.
So I was here a little longer on Saturday,
sorting
out our own flood.
Had the dishwasher finished by then, the cycle and all that sort of stuff?
It had finished. It was just everywhere.
Were the dishes clean, though?
They were super clean.
clean. Did you take a selfie with you and the suds?
No.
I should have done it.
Anyway.
Missed opportunity.
We will
tell you what, I'll refill the dishwasher. And you can just sort of take a selfie and pretend it was like...
Can't wait to find out who the rocket scientist was that did that. All right, so that's your job, Cherie.
Right, yeah.
Go and find out who that was. And then we'll deal with them in our own special way. Yeah, look, I don't know whether I should share this story I'm going to share it because I just can't believe that this would actually happen.
Yeah.
But I suppose when the moment sort of, you know, when you're, you know, when you're romantically
when you're there,
sort of linked with someone and, you know, passion just takes over.
Sure.
a garbo.
Yes.
This is out of America, everybody.
I don't know what's going to happen here. A garbo
in New York City,
right,
has been sacked after having sex with his girlfriend in the rubbish truck.
Oh, no.
Classy.
Nothing says more than I love you than having it off.
Yeah.
Having it off while the garbage truck. Was it full or empty at the time?
Of garbage?
Yeah.
He was on his run. And, you know, well, when passion takes over, doesn't it? The man who worked for the council in Rochester, in New York, apparently had a bit of an incident with his girlfriend while he was on duty.
Yep.
They were reported to council management by a member of the public who said he saw the incident. Deb, how do you see an incident? Anyway, the mayor of Rochester.
Yeah.
Said the garbo's actions wouldn't be tolerated.
No, absolutely not.
And that this was probably the most expensive that he'd ever committed.
Yeah.
And the smelliest too, I'd imagine.
You would think. There's just moments when you go, you know, honey. Can't afford a room, but I do.
So hop up here in the truck.
I do. I can make a bit of space out in the back in the truck.
Dear me. Oh, that's class, that is. That's all class. Yes.
Would you like me to show you how I compact?
If the rubbish trucks
are rocking,
don't bother knocking.
And, you know, if the truck is a bit late picking up your rubbish today, you know why.
Triple M, Supertramp, The Logical Song, the phone's 16 past 8. Hello, Triple M.
Hello.
Good morning, mate. Is that the ham jam, mate?
Is this the ham jam?
The ham jam song, by the way, everybody, is Heartache Tonight by the Eagles.
No.
How do you feel now?
I feel like an idiot.
Yep.
Hang on, I just need to see if we're going to get a seconder for that motion.
You need to listen out for...
A little bit early.
Just a bit. Yeah, wrong song. You need to listen out for this one.
There's going to be a heartache tonight.
Thank you very much, boys.
Okay, so when you hear Eagles, Heartache Tonight,
not the logical song, Supertramp.
I know they can get
confused. Oh, very similar. All the time.
When the Eagles are doing a concert and you buy tickets and you see Supertramp instead, happens all the time.
Rub it in.
Here to rub it in. You've given us material to work with this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, the ham jam is Eagles' Heartache Tonight. When you hear it, your phone is 13 27 10 for your chance to win the Bernardi's Christmas ham, the ham jam.
For the freshest Christmas feast, get down to Bernardi's and Harris Farm Wagga. You'll find them in the Bourke Street Village Market. Remember, so we make this quite clear, been really interesting this morning. The ham jam song, Heartache Tonight, the Eagles, we will play it before 9.
Actually, I've got a story, an animal story.
This will be good.
When was the last time you went to a zoo?
Long time ago. My kids aren't young adults, so I don't hold them by the hand and take them to the
zoo anymore. Yeah.
I think probably the Dublin Zoo in about 2010.
Right, and what did you see there? Would you see the elephants?
Yes, there were elephants.
Were there tigers?
There were tigers.
Were there camels?
There were camels.
Was there a giraffe?
There was a giraffe.
Yeah, okay. Rhinoceros? Just throwing it out there?
Probably, yes.
Excellent.
It's not high on the memory stakes, to be quite honest with you.
But you still remember taking them?
Yes.
People in China, tourists have flocked to the Kaohsiung Zoo in China to see very rare penguins from the South Pole. Right. Now, if you Google this particular zoo, it doesn't look like much of a zoo. In fact, it's been regarded as the world's worst zoo.
Really? Okay.
It is a shit zoo.
The dog we're talking about.
people were informed that these very rare South Pole penguins were on display in this little ramshackled zoo just round the corner. I thought, well, let's go. It's pretty cheap to get in. It was only $2, which is
two
cheap
bucks to get in.
$2.
That'd be ringing alarm bells from the get-go.
So they walked into this shit zoo, and off to one side they saw ducks. They saw chickens.
Yeah.
They saw geese.
So it's more of a farm than a zoo.
They saw a couple of turtles.
Yeah.
Right? But everyone wanted to see the main attraction.
The penguins from the
South
Pole.
Middle of China, in this little ramshackled village, these South Pole penguins. Well, there they were in their display. Blow up plastic penguins. A dozen blow up plastic penguins. Penguins.
Aye.
It's like, really? People obviously wanted their money back, and then they thought, you know, for $2, I'm not going to hang around this place any longer. blow up plastic penguins for a zoo. Well, needless to say, it really did live up to their title of the world's shittiest zoo.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.